We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you all for gathering with us again today. I'm sorry we're running just a few minutes late. We had a lot of information to deliver in our UCG meeting. I'm joined this afternoon by John Long from FEMA, Dr. Sean Wilson, who is the Secretary of Department of Transportation and Development, Chip Klein from the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, Secretary Marquita Walters from the Department of Children and Family Services, the Adjutant General, Major General Glenn Curtis of the Louisiana Army National Guard, and Colonel Jim Wascom, who is the director here at GOSAP, and we're also joined by Colonel Murphy from the Corps of Engineers. This system, as you all know, has been upgraded to Tropical Storm Barry. It continues to trend in a slightly more easterly track. It's important to note that this system is just starting to get organized and that the Gulf remains very warm and warmer than it needs to be to feed energy into the storm and allow for it to increase its intensity. We're anticipating a Category 1 hurricane at landfall, which at this time we believe will be Saturday morning and will be in the central coastal area in and around Morgan City. Obviously, there will be updates between now and then, and everyone needs to pay attention to the track. But, however, we shouldn't be focused primarily or exclusively, I should say, on that track. This is going to be a major weather event for a huge portion of the state of Louisiana. And the more information we get, the more concerned we are. It's going to be an extreme rain event for a large portion of the state. Rainfall totals of 10 to 15 inches are possible, and with locally higher amounts expected in some areas on an isolated basis. The heaviest rainfall will likely occur Friday through Sunday morning. Due to the uncertainty in the track, there is a storm surge threat for all of South and Southeast Louisiana. I would remind everyone this is the 258th consecutive day of the flood fight on the Mississippi River. That is the longest in history. And if Tropical Storm Barry becomes a hurricane, as we fully expect it will, this will be the first time that we've had a hurricane make landfall in Louisiana while the Mississippi River was at flood stage. And it isn't just the Mississippi River. We have elevated river levels across Louisiana. We are looking at storm surge of 3 to 4 feet lasting 12 hours around the Mississippi River. That's actually good news relative to yesterday because, as you will recall, the prediction was for a water level at the Carrollton Gate to reach 20 feet. That has been revised downward to 19 feet. And while that's a relatively slight difference, it has resulted in a new forecast that calls for no water overtopping any portion of the levee on the Mississippi River. That's obviously good news, and we're encouraged by that change. However, with more intensification and a change in the track, that certainly could go back the other way, but the forecast has certainly improved. We are still at risk of significant flooding in South and Southeast Louisiana. Whether it comes from rain or from the river, water is water, and we are encouraging everyone to take this very, very seriously. And search and rescue teams, boats, and high water vehicles have been pre-positioned across the state. We are leaning forward, and when I finish speaking in just a few minutes, you're going to hear from the Adjutant General about certain preparations that he and the National Guard are making. You're also going to hear from Secretary Sean Wilson about some actions being taken by DOTD, and then you will hear from the Department of Children and Family Services about sheltering. And then we will obviously take your questions as well. I want you to know that this morning I was able to speak with FEMA Acting Administrator Peter Gaynor, and I have signed off and requested a federal declaration of emergency pre-landfall. I also want to go over quickly those areas that have declared evacuations, including Calcasieu Parish, a partial evacuation in lower-lying areas south of Lincoln Road. East Feliciana Parish has a voluntary evacuation for residents residing along the Amite River. In Jefferson Parish, there is a mandatory evacuation for residents in lower-lying Lafitte, Crown Point, and Barataria. The city of Grand Isle has a mandatory evacuation starting at 12 p.m. Today and a 10 o'clock curfew this evening. Lafourche Parish has a voluntary evacuation south of Leon Ontario floodgates. In Ouachita Parish, they're communicating with evacuating parishes in affected areas as to their evacuation status and the need to execute point-to-point agreements. And so what we're talking about there, for example, is Plaquemines Parish, that I'll get to shortly, has a point-to-point agreement with Ouachita Parish as it relates to sheltering when there are evacuations out of Plaquemines Parish. And speaking of Plaquemines Parish, they do continue to have their mandatory evacuation south of Carnarvon and Oakville. Plaquemines Parish has always also already evacuated the jail on the east bank of the Mississippi River, and also the Riverbend Nursing Home evacuation is complete. In Tashville Parish, there are voluntary evacuations possible below LA 22. And in Vermilion Parish, there's voluntary evacuations issued for the lower portion of that parish. We will be making an announcement later this afternoon about office closures, state office closures, that will occur tomorrow. Obviously, we remain in constant contact and coordination with local officials and all the parish offices of emergency preparedness. We are filling their requests for assistance as quickly as they come in and we are able to do so. This is obviously going to be a very significant weather event for a big part of Louisiana. And if you've not already done so, I am encouraging, I'm imploring residents to prepare now. It is not too late, but it won't be very long from now before we're going to have tropical storm winds that will impact our state and then to be followed by hurricane force winds. It's critical that you monitor updates and heed the advice of local authorities. It is possible that additional evacuations, whether mandatory or voluntary, will be issued. So please heed the advice of local authorities. And as I always say, do not attempt to drive through flooded roads and highways when you don't know how deep the water is and whether there is current moving. This has been, in the last several years at least, the greatest source of, or cause, I should say, of fatalities. We also encourage you to visit getagameplan.org for information on how to best prepare yourself and your family, and also to visit emergency.la.gov. and 511LA.org for the latest updates and information on road closures. This afternoon, I intend to travel to Chalmette and to New Orleans, and then later this evening, I intend to get to Morgan City, and when I travel, I'll be taking my team with me, much of which is standing here with me. So at this point, I'm going to ask General Curtis to come up and brief you, followed by Secretary Wilson and then Secretary Walters. And following that, I'll come back up and we will take your questions.
Well, thank you, Governor. At the Governor's direction, we are taking a very proactive and aggressive approach in our preparations for this storm. as we prepare to respond to it. He's authorized us to mobilize up to 3,000 guardsmen, which we are currently doing. A lot of them are already on duty on station. Current operations, we're assisting in some levee operations, assisting with evacuations, moving commodities and water into position to where we think they will be needed. We're also moving personnel into the greater New Orleans area, over on the North Shore, and then around St. Mary's, Vermilion, Iberia parishes, kind of Lafayette South. So that as it makes landfall, if you will, or the river starts to rise in the greater New Orleans area or along the North Shore, we are there to respond. And then again, when it makes landfall, South Lafayette will be there to respond. The type things we will do post-storm, probably the most important, the first one is search and rescue. We'll do security operations. We'll have commodities set up. We'll be assisting with shelter operations and evacuations. So with that, sir, I'm set.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Governor. Just in preparation of both the voluntary and the mandatory evacuations that have been issued, the department has extended the motor assist patrol on our highway system to a 24-hour operation. We would encourage you to leave and prepare as early as possible and not wait to the last minute. And in doing so, we would encourage you not to drive distracted, not to follow too closely, and take in consideration that there are a number of construction zones around the state that are on site and are active, and those construction zones may be changing in anticipation of the weather as well. Regarding the potential support services for both evacuation and recovery efforts, we have activated a vehicle staging area at Lamar Dixon in conjunction with the National Guard, as well as in Lafayette, where we have 110 buses placed or being placed before the end of the day. We've also activated our bus contract, our coach contract, which will include paratransit support services that will be stationed at both VSAs to serve the southeast and the southwestern portion of the state, and that contract will give us up to 700 buses over a staggered period of time as they are needed. We've also lifted the tolls on the LA-1 bridge for folks who are evacuating from Grand Isle or individuals who are needing to go down and secure their camp, so you will have free flow and passage on that toll structure. As the governor said, we do not take lightly driving through standing water. Just not long ago in this state, someone died recently this year from driving through standing water. DOTD has evacuated folks driving through standing water, and as such, we have been checking every pump station for particularly low-lying areas like the Acadian Underpass. There are four roads currently in New Orleans that are still closed because of water from the previous events. And so please do not drive through standing water. Adhere to the high water signs and the barricades that have been placed and pre-positioned. We will continue to monitor the pump stations and make sure that we have manual control there as long as it is safe. And at the end of the day, remember, with that much water that the governor mentioned, no pump station is going to be able to handle all of that water in short periods of time. So do not drive through standing water, and pay attention to 511LA.org, where you can see all of the closed roads because of standing water before you depart.
Thank you, Sean. Marquita.
Good afternoon. While this remains a local storm, right now we want you to work with your local EOP to know where your local parishes are. We are preparing as a state to open the mega shelter in Alexandria so that we can receive people that will have to come in from search and rescue or from critical needs. 211 is your best, easiest call to make to find out about local sheltering capacity, where you can go and when you should we should go there. There are general population shelters being opened across the state. There are Red Cross shelters opening across the state. So it's important for you to look to that local 211 call or your local parish to hear. And then the state has great capacity in North Louisiana to shelter those residents that will need that and any critical needs.
Thank you. And when I was up earlier, I forgot to mention that we have Commissioner Strain here from the Department of Agriculture and Forestry. And thank you very much, Commissioner Strain, for all the work that you're doing. Okay, at this time, we are happy to take questions, and Greg Hilburn is first.
Thanks, Governor. So I know you're looking at the big picture of everything, but what is your biggest concern at this point?
Well, look, the biggest concern is this is going to be a major rain event across a huge portion of Louisiana. And we don't have to wait until the rain falls for the rivers to fill up because they're already full. And so that's obviously a concern. Look, there are three ways Louisiana floods: storm surge, high rivers, and rain. We're going to have all three. And it won't just be the Mississippi River. We can anticipate, for example, the Comete and Yamete rivers in this area. And more rivers across the North Shore and across central Louisiana. So those are our biggest concerns. Obviously, we are relieved that the forecast for the river levels on the Mississippi in New Orleans has changed for the better. However, there is still a slight possibility that with rapid intensification of the storm accompanied with a change in its path, that you go back to having a really bad case scenario with respect to the Mississippi River too. Now, again, that forecast has improved for the better, and we make decisions based on what we can expect. But for all of those reasons, Rick, I'm encouraging everyone across the state of Louisiana to take this storm very, very seriously. And the actions that we're taking, including those outlined just a moment by the National Guard, by DCFS, and by DOTD, are those that we believe are prudent based upon our experience in 2016, but also with respect to what we saw with Hurricane Harvey in 2017. So we've got a good ways to go to get through this event. It will be upon us sooner than normal. And everything about this storm is just a little different than what we typically deal with. And so we take nothing for granted. Ms. Lincoln?
Governor, have the scenarios been run regarding the river rise and the amount of water? Have they been done at the water campus? Have the computer models been done? Because, I mean, we used to come in for the drills and things.
Yeah.
To know what was potential, and this is huge. How bad?
I'm going to ask Chip Klein to come up and give some detailed explanation and answer to the question. However, I can tell you that the National Weather Service, the Corps of Engineers, the Water Institute of the Gulf, and CPRA have all been working diligently together to run models and models based on different scenarios, especially as the forecast change, so that we have an idea of what to expect. The situation today, based on the forecast, is not quite as serious as it was yesterday with respect to the Mississippi River, at least. But with respect to flooding that's going to be caused by rainfall, it remains extremely serious. And the source of the water doesn't make much difference. Water is water. And if it's in your home, if it's on the streets and highways, if it's in your business, obviously that is a major event. But I'm going to ask Chip Klein from CPRA to come up and give you a little more answer to that question.
Sure. So I think the governor pretty much covered it. But after every forecast that the National Weather Service issues, CPRA, in conjunction with LSU and the Water Institute of the Gulf, rerun these what we call these ADCERT models to determine where these impacts are going to mostly be focused on across the coast. And so what we're looking at right now is what the governor said is mostly due to heavy rainfall. We do not anticipate any levees along the Mississippi River being overtopped. We do not anticipate any levees within the hurricane protection system around the greater New Orleans area being overtopped. There are floodgates that are currently being closed across the greater New Orleans area. Additionally, there are floodgates within the Morganza of the Gulf Hurricane Protection System that are being closed. But as the governor said, I think our main concern right now is the amount of rainfall that will be associated with this event. There is a storm surge associated that these models are showing that's about 1 to 3 feet. Most heavily impacted areas would probably be in the south central portion of the state. But as these models come out, after each run that we do in conjunction with LSU and the Water Institute, we are sharing those model runs with local levee districts and local parishes so that they understand that the risks they face.
Thank you, Chip. Any other questions? Well, we anticipate having another Unified Command Group meeting tomorrow at 11, And so we will also go ahead and give you notice now that we anticipate having our next press availability at 12:30 tomorrow. Now, I always say you prepare for the worst and you pray for the best. I happen to believe in the power of prayer, and so I encourage the people around Louisiana to join their prayers to mine. And so I want to thank you again for attending today, and I encourage everyone to be as careful as they can possibly be. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.